After a car accident put him in a wheelchair at age 8, Jeremy Opie Lottie discovered adaptive sports in a camp held at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. That experience launched Lottie's career as a Paralympian and as head coach and athletic director for wheelchair athletics at UW-Whitewater.
My name is Jeremy Lottie, but everyone calls me Opie. When I was a young kid, I looked like Opie from The Andy Griffith Show, and the nickname has stuck. Actually, I have to put it on my business card, too. Most people don't know my real name is Jeremy. I grew up in a small town, Okana, Wisconsin, north of Green Bay, right in the heart of Packer country, and absolutely loved it. I grew up in a town where, you know, when we got in our car accident, I was the only person in the town that had a disability. We kind of had to go through all that whole fight. Well, it's kind of funny, too, because I couldn't get into my school and I couldn't get into the library, and I was like 9 years old, so I was just like, ah, that's okay by me. But my mom did not think it was okay that I couldn't get into the school or library, so it was a pretty quick fight. She took care of business. The camp started, the first year was in 1993, and that's the first year that I attended camp. And it basically was founded because the people on campus knew that there was kids out there that didn't know adaptive athletics was such a thing. So the people on campus started a camp for the people around Wisconsin to come to UW-Whitewater and find out about playing tennis when you have a disability, about playing basketball, about playing football, and not only playing those sports, but being able to interact with other people that have a similar situation with having a physical disability. The camp has graduated to being just a basketball camp, and at our peak, I think we've had 110 kids, and on average we usually get 70 or 80 kids, and that's from across the country and even across the globe. Since 93, every single year that the camp has happened, I have attended it, whether it be as a camper or a counselor when I went to school here, and kept counseling until eventually I took over as wheelchair athletics, and now I'm the camp director. You know, I always had a passion for sports even before I was in a car accident and ended up in a wheelchair. And what wheelchair basketball camp and sports camp did for me was it showed me that my passion for sports didn't have to change because my ability changed. I had to find a new way to be able to do the things that I was passionate about. I play every day. I work out every day. I absolutely love the sport. I'm sitting in my everyday chair right now, and my everyday chair is it's very skinny. And it's designed to be able to get through doorways. If I gotta go shopping, it's designed to cruise around my house. I can get through grass. I can go up and down curbs. It gets me through everyday life. I can get it in and out of my car really easily. The chair that I play in for basketball, it wouldn't fit through any doorways. It's got real wide angle. It's got some extra wheels on the back. I actually use a couple of seat belts to strap myself in. So when I fall on the ground, which happens when you're playing wheelchair basketball, I can actually just use my arms to pop right back up. And it is 100% designed, custom fit for me, and anyone that's playing wheelchair basketball pretty much has a chair that is designed for their body type. When people come out and see the sport for the very first time, I tell you what, the first 5 or 10 minutes, people are going to hear chairs banging, and they're going to see people falling over, and they're going to see the wheelchairs. And then after you start to enjoy it, and you're just like, holy cow, these guys are out here competing, this is a sport, and then you stop seeing the wheelchairs. I always like to remind people that we live an everyday life just like everyone else does. You know, I have a regular vehicle and I have a regular house, and when I'm done with my job coaching wheelchair basketball, I go home to my wife and we hang out, and, you know, we all live a pretty normal life. This wheelchair is what I use to get around, but it doesn't change who I am as a person.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
And you don't need to be a Paralympian to participate in adaptive athletics here in Wisconsin. Joining us now to talk about adaptive recreation opportunities is Chad Tom. He's adaptive sports supervisor for Madison School and Community Recreation. Chad, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting us.
Well, before we get into the programs you offer there, I think a lot of people might assume that someone in that situation that we just heard about with Opie, somebody who finds themselves in a wheelchair or having other physical needs, their families might think, that's it. Athletics, recreation is done. But more and more, it sounds like that's not true. There's a lot out there.
No, there is. And actually, statewide, I know the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, WIAA, which organizes high school sports, has integrated some youth with disabilities into sports, track and field, swimming, and in other sports. And so they would be one contact for statewide sports.
Now, in Madison, with MSCR, where you work, tell us about some of the adaptive recreation and fitness programs that are going on there.
Yeah, we do a variety of things for different ages, youth and adults, and across types of disabilities. So it's we welcome anybody. We have some types of classes that draw more cognitive disabilities versus physical disabilities, but and vice versa. There's different things that just, naturally and sometimes because they're targeted, like we have a power soccer program for youth and adults with disabilities, and they use their power wheelchairs to play the sport on a gym court and basically push or strike a larger soccer ball by just driving into it with their wheelchair. And that's actually a national sport now. So that's for people like that don't use a manual wheelchair, that they, people like with muscular dystrophy or it could be a variety of different types of physical disabilities. So that's one thing. We do power soccer year-round. They play in a Midwest league. We play other teams from Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, and Illinois. So we play in a regular league, fall and winter. So
if somebody out there is listening and thinking, hey, this is me, I could participate in something like this, or a family member could, how do they assess what sport might be a good fit for their particular needs?
I think it usually just starts with their personal interest. I mean, nationally, there are all sorts of sports in camps like the one at OP described at Whitewater would be for basketball. There's other camps out there, so they would just have to search. Like if they like tennis, there are probably regional tennis camps, and there's other camps. Minneapolis and Chicago, I know, offer camps in swimming and track and field and other programs. So for people with physical disabilities, there are not as many opportunities in Madison for sports, but power soccer is one sport we do have, and we are trying to develop some other things. Like we're working on a grant right now to start wheelchair tennis and road racing. We're trying to purchase a chair that could be used for both, that has an adaptation on the front that could be taken off so that it could be used for tennis, and then the adaptation is used for road racing. So the chair would actually be used for two different sports. If we get that, that would happen this spring and summer. So we are working on some new activities. We do have some just general fitness programs, too, is probably what we're strongest in. We have a fit club for on Fridays and Saturdays for people just to come to a high school setting to do some weight training, some yoga, some free play basketball, swimming, and they just kind of decide what they want to do that day, and they can just work out, basically. So we're doing some programs like that, and have some other adapted things like a chair exercise program for those folks that aren't as mobile, that just need they exercise actually from their chair, doing stretching and leg and arm stretching and some small weight training and things that they can do from their wheelchair. So that's just someone that wouldn't be as mobile as Opie. And then we have a water walking program and a warm water pool, which is open to anybody, and it's good for just walking and for therapy and for just kind of general fitness and maintaining people's health and well-being. That's open three or four nights a week over at Lapham Pool. It's a small elementary school on the east side, and it's a heated pool, so that's a year-round program. So we have some things that would fit anybody, really.
Talking to Chad Tom, he's adaptive sports supervisor for Madison School and Community Recreation, about adaptive sports and fitness. Chad, do you sometimes have to, for the kids' programs particularly, do you sometimes have to work to calm down the parents, maybe feeling pretty protective, worried, especially in some of the sporting situations about injury? We heard from Opie about wheelchairs falling over, that sort of thing.
No, I don't see that as much anymore. I some years ago, I used to see that more. I think more and more people are comfortable with the fact that they want their kids to be active. So I mean, there is some of that, but I don't see a lot of it. We do have a downhill skiing program, which has all the adapted equipment. We ski at Tyrol. So if people want to ski this year, they should give us a call. But we have the adapted sleds and bi-skis for people with that have to sit down to ski. And we have trained staff and volunteers for that program. So we have all the adapted equipment for downhill skiing if people would like to try that.
How important are programs like this in the Madison community and elsewhere in the state, providing these adaptive sports and fitness programs?
Well, I think they're real important. The obesity level of people with disabilities is a little higher in general than the average population. So there is more prevention needed. People just need to stay active, find something that they like, and find an avenue for it, whether if it's on their own or in a community recreation department like MSCR here in Madison. There are YMCAs and neighborhood centers and then, you know, some regional camps like the University of Whitewater. There's a lot of different regional camps people can go and try out a sport. So they should just kind of look around and find something that they might enjoy or they think they might enjoy and just try it out.
Chad, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem, Rob. Thanks for the invitation.
We've been talking to Chad Tom. He's the adaptive sports supervisor for Madison School and Community Recreation. We've been talking about adaptive fitness and sports here in Wisconsin.